USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
About 100 people fishing on a frozen lake in northern Minnesota were rescued after a large chunk of ice broke off, leaving them roughly 90 feet away from land on Monday. Rescuers made a temporary bridge on the upper Red Lake, and no one was hurt. Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. He was 61. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the New START treaty this week that would have been the first arms reduction talks since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. A possible railroad workers' strike could happen as soon as next week. Tim Berg has more from Phoenix.
Businesses across the United States are pleading with Congress to prevent a nationwide rail strike. The business groups wrote a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and others to impose a contract or extend a negotiation cooling-off period in order to keep the railroads running. The Biden administration warns a nationwide strike could cripple our economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Protests against China's stringent COVID regime failed to take place Monday night as authorities deployed a heavy police presence in the capital and other major cities to deter a repeat of the weekend demonstrations. Beijing, Shanghai, and elsewhere, crowds largely stayed away, despite plans to gather disseminated on social media. NASA's Artemis 1 Orion capsule has now traveled further beyond Earth than any spacecraft designed to carry astronauts. The uncrewed Orion beat the record achieved by Apollo 13 in April of 1970 at 249,000 miles from Earth. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call GovMint at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
The White House press secretary appears to be unaware of much regarding Nobel Peace Prizes. Victoria Idoni has more from the nation's capital.
On Monday, President Biden hosted this year's American Nobel Prize winners for a congratulatory visit. That was followed by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announcing the news, which became the story.
Today, President Biden met with three U.S. winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize, Dr. Caroline Bertozzi, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, Dr. John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and Dr. Douglas Diamond, who won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
Four times in a row, she made the reference to the Nobel Prize instead of Nobel. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Some Americans are still trying to get home after bad weather forced thousands of flight delays over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and storms forecast for Tuesday threaten even more travel woes. Tornadoes are forecast for regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee today, and folks in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi should remain on high alert for tornadoes. The United States soccer team will play Iran in a few hours in their quest for the World Cup. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.